Little ABBA for Pride Month. Not even week or day. It's a month of Pride. ABBA's about as gay as I get musically, I suppose.
Mamma Mia.
That I can't stomach. I cannot do Mamma Mia. I saw a chunk of the second one. Mother was watching it, and I walked in the living room. Apparently Cher's a grandmother.
The movies?
Yes, and they killed Meryl Streep. She was the mom of Amanda Seyfried, and now she's dead or something? Some jazz?
Why are you asking us like we know?
I'm trying to smoke out the gays in the room so we can celebrate you, not so we can tar and feather you and pillory you, Bill Roland. We know you're all man, William. Trying to suss out Gagliardi over here.
It's that one you got to watch out for.
Yeah.
Always the Italians.
Last name containing gag. What do you want out of me?
First three letters.
Can't play it too safe. No, I've been, for the millionth time, listening to ABBA's Gold, completely independent of Pride Month. But I figured, you know what? Synergy.
Sure.
Is this sign language for butt sex, by the way? I did this reflexively when saying synergy. I pounded my two fists together. But it looks like guys trying to dock or something like that. Or tacos being bumped.
I
don't know.
Is that a thing that happens?
That men bump assholes?
Yeah.
Yeah, like dude scissoring? I don't know. Like, that's kind of... That's a good question for this Pride Month celebration
show. 3 minutes in already, and that's where we're going?
Yeah, exactly. Man scissoring. That can be our thing. Like, when we strike big on, by the way, it's Papa's Basement, everyone. Welcome to the show.
There you go.
I'm John Papa Giorgio. He's Bill Roland, radio legend. And there's Joe Gagliardi, and he drinks sodas.
Legend of nothing. Red Bull.
Exactly. You've got a Guess What Chicken Butt shirt on.
Yeah. Did you catch that?
I did.
Subtle.
Took me 30. I had to Google image search it, but I figured it out eventually.
Yeah, you got it.
I sussed
it. I get it.
I'm saying sus a lot. Apparently that's
sus. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling Pride Month.
You're having a sussy kind of day.
A lot of sussing over here.
Sussing and yadas.
So I wanted to the crux of the show. What we were teasing for days now, singular day, but I've been teasing something that's been on my mind for 48 hours now. Sandwiches. Sandwiches and the best sandwiches. I personally don't know if this is me betraying what class, what socioeconomic position I occupy on that particular ladder. Hold on, I want to move this monitor. I want to see some Bill. Sick of just seeing.
There you go.
I'm seeing his goddamn eyes over the monitor and nothing more. Yeah,
you're seeing the virtual.
No, he looks like my cat staring over the table, trying to suss out what my food is. Yeah, I love a good sandwich more than anything. You can take me out for any sort of dinner, and I'll be like, that's good, but does it beat like a really good sandwich? And to me, the answer is no. Like, even a fine pasta dish, a fine seafood dish, there's something about a sandwich. There's something that tactile, just a childish thing, you know, like the way you used to eat like little apple slices as a kid. There's something magical to a sandwich, man, and it got me thinking... Like, what is everyone's all-timer? Because I was in Little Italy in Baltimore on Wednesday.
Yes.
And I went to Di Pasquale, here, local.
You should have told. I know the best place.
Of course you do. Ha-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, my God.
So, how do you pronounce that? Di Pasquale's Market?
You got it.
So I was at Di Pasquale's Market. And I got what's called, because I typically don't eat red meat that much.
Mm-hmm.
So I got what's called the tuna diavolo, which is like a spicy tuna. And
so you're eating cat food.
Yeah, exactly. I really am a human cat. Yeah.
That's not Italian, man. They just mixed two things from Olive Garden and
right.
some Greek.
And it'd be a great sandwich for him.
My God. You were looking for stuffed grape leaves, weren't you?
No, it was a crusty bread. Maybe it's the ambiance of Baltimore. I've never been mugged in Baltimore, so it's always my happy space.
Consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, well, I am. I guess I gotten out lucky. There's a magic to Baltimore where, unlike D.C., Baltimore has actual what I'll call ethnic white people, like a Boston does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whitey that has an accent, has grown up in a city for a couple of generations.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and
Boston,
I was, you know, like,
Philly.
It's a blue-collar town, man, is what you know, basically what you're describing. Like,
yeah.
it's not the privileged upper crust of D.C.
No. Yeah. It was just, like, my waitress was some woman that could have been named Flo. Just, like, you know, that busted-ass, basic, blonde and blue Baltimore face, the accent.
Oh, what's
ginormous ass. I liked that a lot. That made me happy. And this tuna diavolo, it's usually, like, a spicy cheese, like a pepper jack cheese, some greens, some red onions. They put down a layer of sweet vinegar And then it's like tuna with spicy peppers and a bunch of olive oil on top of all that. And then this was served in a delicious, crunchy bread. And it, I just ate a sandwich like the size of a toddler in one sitting. And I then ate 6 hours later because I have problems. But I was so satisfied by that sandwich. Like, as I ate it, just I was like, oh, this is happiness.
And nothing with it. No pickle, no salad of any kind, macaroni, coleslaw. Anything.
Oh, God, no.
Just a sandwich.
Just a sandwich, yeah. And
no side of fries, chips,
nothing. Nothing, no. Like, why ruin the purity of the sandwich? Like, I wanted to celebrate this sandwich, and I did. And it was amazing, and I knew jealousy because I looked at the plates of other people who were eating other sandwiches. And, like, there's a scene in Amadeus where they're trying on different wigs, and he tries on three wigs, and he says, I wish I had three heads! And then he does his laugh. I was, like, kind of like, I wish I had three stomachs.
It is Pride Month, isn't it? I said, it is Pride Month, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Amadeus, gay. I mean...
He wasn't gay. He was banging Stanzi, I think her name was. She had a big old set. She was topless in front of F. Murray Abraham. Okay. My knowledge of Amadeus, not proving I'm straight. Yeah. But I looked at these sandwiches. I was like, this is like a heaven. I honestly went on Zillow afterward and was like sussing out... I'm just going to keep going for it. I just looked at properties around DePasquale's because I was like, I just want to not have to drive 65 miles one direction to eat a sandwich.
I imagine there are decent sandwich shops in the local area.
Were you born in the early 2000s, you prisoner of the moment? Unbelievable. That's not even the best sandwich place in that block.
Okay.
It's the history of now.
My God.
Nothing else matters.
Exactly. Nothing else matters.
It made me happy. I've done a lot of time over at the Baltimore's Little Italy. And by the way, I will unequivocally say I believe the Italian deli to be the best ethnic deli. Like I did, I cheated. I had a dalliance. I was doing a lot of time at the Jewish delis earlier this year. Adamans. And you know what? I'm sorry. The Italians got it over the Jewish people when it comes to the deli.
Get no argument from me there.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but I tell you right now, the Jewish folks, the Jewish delis, they do it right. Do you ever have a Jewish tomato? I don't know if that's. I don't think they call them Jewish tomatoes anymore. It's like a green tomato, but it's pickled. It's imagine a pickle, like a crispy pickle, but it's a green tomato. It's delicious.
Okay.
You typically only find them in Jewish delis, and
I'll check it out.
Only,
I believe Adamans has them. Did not.
They're delicious.
Do it. I really don't eat red meat, but there I was like sitting in this in front of the counter that just had dismembered cow parts. And I was like, this is fine. Whatever. They're already dead. You know, whatever justification the crappy half vegetarian gives himself. And I was ordering pastrami's. I was ordering corned beefs. If you want to know how sad my life is when it comes to anything, like I schedule my comedy around the places I can eat good sandwiches specifically.
You're a foodie, man. You're a foodie.
I'm just a fat pig, but thank you for that spin.
But yet, and I don't know, Bill, I don't know if this has been your experience.
Yes.
And yet, I feel like every time we go to stuff egg rolls in our face.
Yeah, we have a
or
place.
Or maybe, yeah. Or wherever it is that we're eating.
Yeah.
You always go through this, I don't eat red meat, I'm kind of a vegetarian. Yeah. And yet, every time I turn around, you're jamming some fried meat in your mouth. What are you talking about?
As long as someone else orders it, the blood's not really on my hands. So
this guy, ordered last time. Can I just? We're at this China Express late night after a show.
Chinatown Express
after an improv show, DuPont Underground a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
I go to order two orders of egg rolls. Four egg rolls total. Right? I'm gonna bring a couple home to the family. I'm gonna eat two and bring two home. This guy's like, no. Don't get two orders. Get one order. You only want two. I'm thinking, all right, now I'm only going to get two egg rolls. That sucks. It's already off to a bad start. He orders dumplings.
So
he orders shrimp dumplings. He's like, I'm on a diet, blah, blah, whatever. Then he eats his shrimp dumplings, two of my pork dumplings, and one of my egg rolls.
He's a 15-year-old animal. Girl.
God, man. Get off me. I'm starving.
It's a 15-year-old girl. I'll just have the salad and then proceeds to eat everything.
I eat everyone else's crap.
He's just dumping duck sauce and plum sauce.
The sugar makes it better.
I'm gonna tell him to put a bowl of mayonnaise out next time and see how much of that you go through. I don't normally eat condiments.
I'll just lap it up like a cat with a bowl of milk.
Anyway,
mayonnaise.
You're half vegetarian.
You really?
Oh, I can't stand mayonnaise.
My wife too. Yeah.
Really, I tapped out on it for a bit as a child because it used to be on every sandwich I had. And then I was like, this is gross and fattening. And then about 5 years ago, I was like coming back to Christ. Like, I just put it on something. I was like, what the hell? It's always
so
in my fridge.
Good.
I was like, how did I ever leave this? Yeah, it's just literally like it's food lube. You can just you can take the biggest bites possible if you got a lot of mayonnaise on the sandwich.
Yeah, no, never been a fan.
Is it the consistency or is the what do you don't
you
like
know
about
what
it?
I don't I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I just remember having it on a sandwich when I was younger and was like, no.
You kind of like no. Took the bite of the sandwich as you watched Kennedy get shot, and it's never,
it just never,
it's never left.
Yeah, you never got past
I don't think
it
was that it. But
do you, let me ask you this: do you eat any of the tuna salad, chicken salad,
no,
macaroni, none of that stuff?
Not a big fan.
It's all mayonnaise based.
Yeah. No, won't do tuna.
I love that stuff. Tuna salad. You didn't say was the tuna at Di Pasquale's? Was it like a tuna salad with mayonnaise, or was it just like grilled sliced tuna with all the Italian?
It was like they dumped out the contents of a tuna can and mixed it in with like a hot pepper and a delicious
olive
oil. So
it was canned tuna then. It wasn't like a tuna steak.
No, it was not a tuna steak. It was out of a can, definitely.
I got you.
But
Charlie tuna.
Yeah, exactly. Chicken of the sea. Yeah.
Who was it? Jessica Simpson. You guys remember that in the 90s?
Chicken
of the sea. I thought it was fish or something. What did
she thought it was chicken.
Or she thought it was chicken.
Chicken in the name. Yeah. I mean, to be fair.
Don't go down that road.
Are you really gonna?
Just
you're not saying, gonna defend her.
You
really
gonna, if you got one meat, why are you calling it? If you call a chicken the pig of the sky, someone's gonna think they're eating some goddamn pork. The Jews aren't gonna eat the chicken of the sky. You know, like.
Oh God.
Yeah. No.
Whatever the hell. Yeah. I don't. You can't. It's weird branding. If I call.
It worked.
If I call an apple red orange with the skin you can eat, you'd be like, just call it a goddamn apple.
I'm not sure that it's, I feel like it's the chicken in abundance on the land, right?
Tuna in abundance in the sea.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like a word association kind of thing.
It's the chicken of the sea. Yeah. It's like, it's the same thing as eating.
But like, you're just describing an apple.
Yeah.
You're just like,
they're
not describing a chicken or a fish.
We got a word for it. It's called tuna. Why? I mean,
Starkist. What was the other? What's the
Star
other? Starkist is great. Starkist is great. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
do you guys buy the Chunk Light or the Albacore? What do you?
Neither. I don't eat tuna.
Oh, that's right. You don't eat tuna.
I
should cover that. What about you, man? What about you? You gonna go for the Chunk Light like a degenerate? You're gonna go for the Albacore? You're gonna spring for the extra 30 cents?
For Pride Month, I swing both ways.
Look at
so,
you.
So yeah, I'll get whatever. I'll sometimes
dabble maybe.
Albacore. You're gonna suss out which one you want.
That's I just suss out the spelling of Albacore. But I tweeted about the sandwich because it really meant something to me. Like I've got that deli. I've got Isabella's in Baltimore. Really, I go there to that Baltimore sandwich shop. And like I'm like, these are not to sound too hipster, but I'm like, these are authentic sandwiches.
Sure.
This isn't something
made with love.
Yeah, exactly. Made by some honky immigrant, like from a country we don't think immigrants come from anymore. I mean, in Isabella's case, it's a bunch of Estonians, but I'll take it. That's still something, yeah.
I found that most of the Italian places in Baltimore that I've been to, the wait staff typically could maybe pass for Mediterranean, but the kitchen staff typically is Hispanic in some
absolutely,
form or fashion. Which is, I mean, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, you're just cooking. It doesn't matter.
No, right, no. Yeah.
It would have offended my grandfather. He would have been like, it's only got to be cooked. It's got to be cooked by an Italian.
And he would have burned the place down like the Bamboo
I just
Club
wouldn't hate it. Like, it's not really authentic. It's cooked by, you know.
What was that great line from Rocky Balboa, the sixth one? With
good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Never saw it.
Yeah, Burt Young. Like, Rocky's saying his son's going to come around.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to make him a special meal. And Burt says, I don't know what's so special about Italian food cooked by a bunch of Mexicans, Rocky.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Sounds like Philadelphia.
I had tears in my eyes. That was such a good line. God damn.
Oh, man.
Underrated film. Yeah. Just kind of forgotten. Best one since the first one. You heard it here.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
that's high praise.
It is.
The most recent is the best one since the first one?
The one where they kill off Talia Shire for whatever reason. Like he fights Mason the Lion Dixon or some crap in an exhibition match, busts his hand.
Wait, you talking about Michael B. Jordan in the remakes?
No, those are the Creeds, sir.
Oh, that's the Creed, right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm talking Rocky Balboa from about
Rocky
07,
Balboa, right.
Something like that. It was old as hell at this point.
He's just too old at that point. I can't. You know, like when
he's been taking like horse testosterone for 30 years. He's got a body that's better than mine right now.
You know what it is? I guarantee it's HGH. I guarantee he's not doing steroids.
No, he's 100% on HGH. I mean,
guarantee you,
he's pretty open about it. I think he got stopped like 15 years ago going into Australia with HGH. Like that's why his jaw is continuing to grow because he's getting growth hormone.
Right. I think him and Arnold both.
Yeah, that wouldn't shock me. I mean, Arnold's 71 and just got drop kicked in his spine.
Well, except he didn't get drop kicked. The guy kicked him and he didn't move.
Yeah.
He didn't go down. He just kind of looked and went,
he's like a man.
Somebody bumped into me. What happened?
Like, if you ran up and kicked that cement wall behind you, it's like, was honestly like, God, you break your
foot? That
was
amazing.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Just always lift, man.
He's probably working out for the Terminator remake, or not Terminator remake,
but the next
see that?
Doing another one.
It's about Sarah Connors.
Oh, okay.
It's like her, sort of her
backstory or whatever.
Something. Now she's old and she's going. Yeah.
One of the first pair of boobs I ever saw, Linda Hamilton, Terminator 1.
Was that that actress's name?
Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, Linda Hamilton, yeah. So what else was she? Was she ever in anything else?
Beauty and the Beast TV series. And
God, you rattled that off quick, man.
He's a savant.
Good
Lord. I'm terrible at this game. I'm no good at this game.
That would be her biggest role, I believe. Beauty and the Beast, with Beast being Ted Danson. Right? It was a TV series for several years.
On the Disney Channel, I assume?
No, CBS or some junk. Yeah. That was her biggest role outside of Terminator, I would say.
I don't remember that at all.
And I'm trying to think if she had any other non-big James Cameron role.
I mean, I can look if
you'd
like.
You punch it up, sir, because I'm gonna hang my hat on that one. Yeah. And she's from like a town in BFE, Virginia.
Really?
Is she?
Yeah, originally from like a mountain town. But we've lost our way. We need to talk sandwiches.
Oh, sorry.
Sandwiches. No,
sandwiches. Wait, so is that your best sandwich of your life? You just had it the other day?
That's why I'm riding high, even though I've just been going through it the rest of my life.
Salisbury, Maryland, by the way, not
she
Virginia.
She was Salisbury, Maryland. Okay. God, I was close, though.
Oh, there you go.
You did.
Still a BF in our general area. So you. What we got? We got Terminator. We got.
I'm looking. Hold on.
Okay. He'll join in.
Slow to load.
So up until you went to Deep Pasquale, I just want to be clear on this.
Yeah.
Up until you finished the meal at Deep Pasquale, you had never had a sandwich that good.
It dethroned the tuna diavolo from Isabella's. I got a type. I don't have a type so much when it comes to women, but like sandwiches, I got a type.
Wait. Let's go back before the fra diavolo at the tuna diavolo at Isabella's.
Yeah.
Before that.
Was there a king? Oh boy.
Let me ask
like
you this.
Various deli Rubens, probably. Like just a crap deli around my hood. Just some lunchtime countertop Reuben.
I like a good Reuben.
Rubens are solid. So
Rubens are good, yeah.
I got on the topic, man, and I was thinking I reached out to a bunch of other people, like via Twitter, and I was like, I want to see if people feel strongly about sandwiches. And it would seem that I tapped into the cultural zeitgeist.
Yeah.
The people wanted to talk about their sandwiches. I want to give you guys a chance first, if there's any sandwiches you want to hash out, Gagliardi especially, being both Italian and built like me.
I mean, I never met a sandwich I didn't like. I'll tell you right now, that's part of the problem.
Like a guy who was a lineman 20 years ago in high school. God. That's our general build.
Oh, my God. I could do with not liking some sandwiches.
The faint outline of muscle.
Somebody recently referred to me as looking like I used to have muscles, but now I have a gut. That was exactly what they said. I was like, hell,
that isn't clever. That's just what they would write.
It's like
on
literally
a
just descriptive.
Yeah,
like,
that would be.
Describe me in 10
words. The coroner's report would just be that.
Get the fat one out of here. Guy was eating a sandwich, keeled over dead. Fat bastard.
Muscle outlines.
You and Mama Cass.
Yeah, Mama Cass, yeah. They sussed out what killed me. You know what I mean?
She sussed some ham sandwich down her throat.
Right now. No, man, I love a good sandwich. I think sandwich is a very personal thing, right? I feel like most people either grow up eating sandwiches or they make their own sandwiches, unless you're some kind of vegan weirdo.
Well, that
no offense to anybody personally.
No, you should offend them. They're vegan weirdos, like you said.
I understand. There's some of them do it, I think, for a noble cause. Like they want to help the planet somehow. I don't know how it helps the planet, but whatever. I appreciate you want to do something.
I kind of respect it, but at the
more
same
meat
time,
for me.
Right.
Like,
well, exactly.
if you've got like some happy cow living on your property and you squeeze its titty a bit and get some milk, like.
I feel like we need to.
Yeah. Well, no, remember.
He needs to have that talk.
Maybe some biology. Yeah. Maybe
I used to not think you could do that, but then I watched Kingpin when Woody Harrelson drinks all the bull milk. So then I just started milking bulls and doing that myself.
Oh, I forgot about that movie. Kingpin. All right, well, there we are again. You know, Papa Giorgio steering his own show.
He sussed out that you could milk anything.
I have tits, Greg. Can you milk me? It's a classic. any sandwiches, right? In the realm of sandwiches, right, outside of bull penises.
Are you implying that there are people that grow up not eating sandwiches, though? That's like literally
nowadays, I don't know what they... I make my son a sandwich for breakfast and a sandwich for lunch every single day of his... At least every single school day of his life.
Okay.
That's two sandwiches a day for that kid, you know?
I would assume, barring the now omnipresent gluten allergy, yeah, everyone's still eating sandwiches.
So how did that happen, by the way? There was none of this when I mean, I'm older than both of you, I'm imagining. You're about the same age.
I'm 38. I'll be 38. Yeah.
I got a decade on you, and I know I got plenty of years on you.
Okay.
Nobody in my, growing up in elementary school, there was nobody that went, oh, yeah, poor Sarah can't have a sandwich because she's got a gluten allergy. Nobody had that. That didn't happen until the last 20 years, I feel like. God, I had no idea.
I agree, yeah.
I want to say there's a couple. Well, first of all, I mean, I do support your general hypothesis that kids these days are soft little pieces of crap, because I just hate everyone.
I didn't say that.
So, like, you can hate the kids and I'll join you. But then, like, if you want to defend the World War II generation, I'll be like, nah, they suck too. You know, greatest generation of my ass.
Not today.
Wait a minute, dude.
It was D-Day yesterday. God, they had their day. So...
this guy.
So I think it's a couple of things. One, didn't they change the wheat 40 or 50 years ago? I know that doesn't have any impact on you, but
no
I
idea.
Thought at one point, like, we were kind of inching towards starvation, and then they moved it toward like a second wheat. Like, some...
Wait, you're saying 40 or 50 years ago. So in my lifetime, we were facing starvation?
Like, not for us. We were fine in America, but like
in Africa.
Yeah.
Well, they're always starving in
and
Africa.
They made like this weird new hybrid.
They did a video about it and everything.
You can't grow wheat in Africa. Isn't that part of the problem? I mean, can you grow wheat there?
That's,
I don't know.
That's in the Toto lyrics. You're right.
What? The Toto Africa song?
Yeah, you can't grow wheat there. It's a sad part of the song. No, I...
It's the refrain.
Yeah. You can't grow wheat in Africa. Okay. All right, Gagliardi.
Is that what he says? That's not what he says. No. God, no, something bless the rains in Africa.
Yeah,
isn't
there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Bless
so
rains
the rains
Africa.
Could then make the wheat rise because their rain can't do it.
Going to take the time to do the things you never do or something?
Right. I don't know. Whatever, about? Yeah. And then we got Dax Shepard and Kirsten Bell doing a lip sync video to it. Because that's apparently, like, these people that worked at being actors and comedians for 20 years,
yeah,
this is what their career has to come to. Viral fame from lip-syncing along to a goddamn 80s hit. Which we now have to...
It's been remade, though. Didn't somebody just redo
Weezer
it?
Weezer banged out a cover. Right. We now have to tongue-in-cheek enjoy it. Because it was an actual song that people could like 30 years
or
ago.
Or you could just not pay attention to Dax Shepard and... Kirsten Bell.
Oh, I'm sorry. I might as well not breathe then. Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
I don't know what you're exactly your reference is. Maybe I'm not cool. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dumb video on Twitter. Like, these are people
with
real
careers.
But
you follow them on Twitter?
Nah, hell no.
Then how'd you see it?
I was going to retweet it or something. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, I'm dicking around on some website. And they're like, you have to see Dax Shepard and Kirsten Bell.
Whenever a website says that, you immediately click to another website.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Let me guess. It said, what happens next will shock you.
Yeah, at the bottom of every article where it shows that cross section of the intestines with the worms in it, I click that picture every time. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm sold. And it's like, whenever it's like, old celebrity woman, try not to smile when you see what she looks like now.
Remember her?
Yeah. Try not to jerk it, Muriel.
They got me good yesterday. It was some clickbait nonsense about, see these 44 pictures from D-Day and the same places now, and the difference will blow your mind. And so I clicked on it. It was like one ad after another.
Was it pictures from
Even the pictures of the same places. It was like, look at Pont Saint-Michel in 1944. And then look at Carentan. I'm like, they're like 30 miles apart. Like, what are you talking about?
And here's the Eiffel Tower.
I mean, the same. It's like, look at the same basic region. Oh, like, get the hell out of here.
I just would have been disappointed. I would have wanted pictures of Despacito Day.
What?
You know, the celebration of the song, Despacito. They have it in Salisbury, Maryland, home of Linda Hamilton.
Children of the Corn.
Yes.
Was the other movie that you might remember her from.
Okay.
But other than that, it was a lot of nothingness.
Okay.
Dante's Peak, and some people have probably seen Dante's Peak. That was after the first Terminator, so maybe. But other than that, it's a lot of nothing.
I do remember Dante's
Peak. That damn Beauty and the Beast, I didn't watch it, but
it was
a
series
when
Susan
I was a kid.
40-something episodes they had.
She was the entire run. Yeah. She was Beauty, yeah.
It was only 3 years, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? It's got to be one of those weird series that like the nerds were into before that was a thing, where you could get like... Weird. Well, I'm saying that like even though it's 30 years after Star Trek. But like, I think it was one of those
cult shows.
It was like 87
to 89, I think.
Was it really? So that's why I just have the vaguest of memories of it. So back to sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
And I have no memory of it because I was actually dating at the time.
Yeah, so. I was like 8 or 9 and just right. like, I think Rescue 911 with Billy Shatner would wrap up. And go. Then I was like, okay, time for 10 minutes of Beauty and the Beast. And
before mom says you have to go to bed. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I felt very adult because they lived in the sewers. Between Beauty and the Beast and Ninja Turtles, there's a lot of glorification.
A lot of sewers and a lot of pizza.
Yeah, a lot of glorification of sewer dwelling.
Dude, I got traumatized by Rescue 911. You remember? You really remember that show?
Hell yeah!
There was one. I will never forget this. I was being babysat by a neighbor. I was like 6 or 7 or 8, somewhere in that vicinity.
And the neighbor raped you while that was on.
Well, I mean, so, so in the
that wasn't the show's fault.
In the clip, this guy walks into this family's house, and it showed him holding a pillow up to everybody's head, and he just blows them away. And it would show, like, bloody feathers, like, flying through the picture. And to this day, I can't fall asleep. Like,
I don't remember that at all.
I will never forget that.
I'm going to have to YouTube that clip. I can't believe they would show that.
That's like 15% to this day of why I'm in therapy now.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's such a TV producer's idea of a silencer.
Just walked in, held up a pillow. But the thing is, he had a new pillow every time. It was like the same pillow. I don't know, it was a bad editing, you know?
Well, everybody's got their own pillow in their own bedroom.
No respect for linen.
I just kept, what, like, that would barely muffle the sound. You're not going to, no one's in the house going to be like, hey, what was that?
All you're doing
honey, like, honey, did you hear something?
Did the gerbils fart?
God almighty, man. Someone's here.
I'm about to YouTube that. I can't
unbelievable.
Imagine.
Walking
into room after room.
Unbelievable. I wonder if they ever caught hell for that.
I mean, you would think.
Most one of the more graphic things I've ever seen in my life.
Just the assassination of an entire family on network television.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the only way it muffles it, if the pillow hasn't been shot through.
And then William Shatner in the background, like, and he proceeded upstairs to find the parents asleep at their beds. He held up the pillow.
God damn it.
Remember they would have the suspenseful music like...
Oh, no. I was so into like old white guy hosts because I had Rescue 911 on Tuesday and then Unsolved Mysteries on Wednesday.
I say Unsolved Mysteries. Yep.
What was that guy's name?
Robert
Unsolved
Mysteries.
Oh,
Robert Stack. From the Untouchables TV show. And then later, Seller of God Knows What on Old People Network
to
old
something
people.
Something else, I remember.
He had a huge career. Yeah, I only remember him from Unsolved Mysteries and then all of my older kin.
Well, he was that guy. One of those things where, I know that guy.
Yeah.
But you never knew what his name was. He's just that guy.
He was Elliot Ness in Untouchables. I could be wrong.
Could have been.
Did somebody take over? Didn't somebody take over for him?
I think it's getting a reboot.
There was a younger guy, but I think it was a different show. There was Rescue 911. There was Unsolved Mysteries. And wasn't there, like, Most Wanted or something?
Oh, yeah, America's Most Wanted.
America's Most Wanted. That's what it was.
That was
Most
on
Wanted.
Fox.
That's right.
John Walsh.
Yeah.
Walsh is his son, Adam. That's why, like, the Walmarts have all the little Adam alerts. Because his son got kidnapped and...
And beheaded.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's why he did that. I forgot about that.
He ended up being the host. And He's a big time vigilante about that stuff. I think it's great.
Yeah, good for him.
Abducted. Yeah. They put a pillow right over his neck. Silence the machete. No.
That's terrible. Guy walks in with like a bazooka. Just hold up a pillow. Don't worry about it. Oh, my God. Anywho, sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
I think we were talking about briefly. Yeah. Sandwiches and silencers. I don't know where that went.
So I got a bunch of feedback regarding the sandwiches that people are nuts for. I wanted to celebrate some of these sandwiches.
Sure.
Because we have so much sandwich to debate. Sandwich ingredients, bread techniques. I don't know what that term means, but
can we lay some ground rules first though? Like for example, is a wrap a sandwich?
No, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Is a burger a sandwich?
No, it's a burger.
Can a sandwich are open face sandwiches acceptable?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. It's in the name.
There's never been consensus like this in the adult world.
Paninis?
We 3 for 3'd that.
Paninis?
Ooh.
Obviously, what are paninis
for? Isn't
that
just Italian for sandwich?
Literally, the Italian word for sandwich, but whatever, you know.
I'll go.
Oh, no. Oh,
well,
no.
That's it.
We're fine.
I hope that was on camera.
That's it.
That's.
paninos are fine.
That's why there's a sign on the door. Honestly. No food or drink.
That's why I got the sippy cup. How much got out?
What if that happened outside the YouTube frame? For those of you that can't see, Papa George just dumped 32 ounces of coffee directly on the board.
You know what? This is happening.
Sparks were flying. You look like that idiot with the balloons and the power lines. God almighty. But, hey, can I help my dog? Can I pour a cup of coffee over this electronics? Is this that waterproof stuff? Really, just wipe it up with your shirt. Show the camera.
Looks
show that to the people at home.
Myself.
My God, no! It looks like your belly button.
It looks like you have breast sweat. Dribbled down your shirt.
Looks like you're
gathered around your belly button.
Belly button's water.
Why did I do that? It sounded good in my head.
Did you do that? I have a number of towels in my backpack right next to me. Animal.
Lord.
Well, the best part is that was off camera. They didn't see me wipe up the
That's
water.
True. It was. Oh my God.
But sandwiches.
So clean now you can eat a sandwich off of it. Now all right, so we established the ground rules.
We've sussed out sandwich rules.
Sure. Is there anything else? Anybody want to enter anything else into the?
I don't want to get into this lame debate. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Shut up. No, it's a hot dog. It's not a sandwich.
It's got to have sandwich in the word, pretty much.
I do love hot dogs. I'll tell you right now.
People say, oh,
they're less of a sandwich than a burger.
Well, because they go, oh, it's meat between two things of bread. Isn't it? No, it's a hot dog. That's it. It's not a sandwich.
That's true. It is its own. I agree with that.
Its own category.
Same with bratwurst, all that stuff. It's not
half smokes, all that stuff.
Let me ask you this. If you can make a hot dog sandwich? Like if I slice up a hot dog. Like matter of fact, I talk about making my son's lunches today.
You're making your Italian ancestors cry.
No. But today his lunch. You know what his lunch was? I cut up hot Italian sausage and I put it on just wheat bread with some cheese. Does that?
Yes, because you added the cheese.
Because added the cheese in the bread, right? Yeah. It's got to be regular bread. Mm-hmm. It can't be on a bun. If it's on a bun, it's not a sandwich. It's either a hot dog or a burger, whatever.
That's why they call them buns.
Yeah, that's why they call them buns.
All right. So you guys, have you done your sandwich piece yet? Do you want time to think?
No, I know. It's simple, man. It's open and shut.
Okay, let's hear your sandwich before we get to that of the listeners.
So when I was in the Marine Corps, and I was stationed down in North Carolina. I lived in this island called Atlantic Beach, and there was this little deli called the New York Deli, run by this guy who, I think he might have been a Jewish guy. I can't remember, but he was from like Brooklyn or the Bronx, somewhere up there, New York City area, owned a deli for years, wanted to retire down in North Carolina. Opened the New York Deli and he had this sandwich. I think it was called the New Yorker. And it was like this.
I'm noticing a theme in this man's work.
Oh my God. It was out of this world, man. So first of all, I like a sandwich with a lot of stuff on it. Like you talk about side, layers. Like not having side dishes.
Okay.
Right? Like you can't have French fries, coleslaw. There's places that'll put all that on a sandwich. Like you've ever been to Primanti Brothers in Pittsburgh? Yep.
They were nominated by one person.
If it wasn't for the fact that they're from Pittsburgh, which I despise.
Yeah.
They're good sandwiches. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. So they're from Pittsburgh, so they can go to, whatever. Anyway, so the New Yorker, New York Deli, Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. It was like dill chicken salad, real creamy and delicious. Mayonnaise, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Bacon, lettuce.
It's a Jewish dude dabbling in bacon. Good for him.
Oh, man. It was out of this world. It had coleslaw on top. It had, I think, pickles and something else.
So, wait. It's a dill chicken salad. So it's already mayo-based, and then it's got,
It was heavily mayo-based.
And then
that's
it's got
the thing.
Coleslaw on top of it?
No, but it had, so in the chicken salad, there was, I think, bacon mixed in, celery, onions, all that stuff. So, it was, real flavorful, but it was definitely
mayo
creamy.
And bacon. This guy's the crappiest
Jew
ever.
Oh, man. It was...
He's not eating it. He's just serving it.
Freaking massive, it too. I was like one of those things. You need 14 napkins when you're eating this thing. But yeah, it was on like a grilled Italian bread. Italian bread.
Phenomenal sandwich, man.
That's all you needed was that. I remember eating a whole New Yorker on a number of occasions and being like, man, I got heartburn just from the because it's so voluminous. You can't pack it all in.
Yeah, no, I'm with you entirely when it comes to a sandwich like that. Like, I wish I had that kind of perseverance when it came to anything else in life. Like, I see, that big a sandwich, and I'm halfway through, and I'm like, I'm killing the other half now. Like, nothing's stopping me. Like, I got the eye of the tiger when it comes to a sandwich.
It's a shame you can't apply that to your career goals.
Oh, nothing else.
I'm
going
to really track that master's degree down.
No, I can apply it to that, and I'm going to get through this Netflix series tonight. That's where it kicks in again. So, Bill, you kind of shocked me when I hit you up on Twitter yesterday. Yep. And I was like, Bill, what's your sandwich pick?
I'm jealous because you guys have these things that you look at and say, oh my gosh, that was. I don't.
You shouldn't be though.
No, but I don't have. There isn't one point in my life where I've sat down and had a sandwich and went, my God, that might be the best thing I've ever eaten. I don't. I mean, I'll eat a sandwich.
This is like being normal. This is what people who are sane about food sound like.
No, it's fine. Here's as far as like a typical like every day, and I wouldn't get bored of it.
Yeah,
I'll go and get like a 2 to 3 pound roast.
Okay,
I'll rotisserie it myself. I got a meat slicer, so that may I don't know if that
you have a meat slicer.
I have a meat slicer at my house.
Game over.
Okay,
so I'll season it all, whatever you need to do, and then slice it up real thin. I'll eat that for the whole week.
Okay, all right. I feel
but not on a sandwich.
No, on a sandwich. Yeah. On a sandwich. I'll get some bread. Okay, throw some lettuce, tomato on there. We'll
so
mix
you're
it
your
up.
Own favorite sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess.
We got the Roland Deli right down the street. I mean, I didn't know
this. But the thing is, I'm not doing turkey. I'm not doing pastrami. It's just literally roast beef. Roast.
That's great.
Put it on the rotisserie.
That's it. No cheese. No nothing. No lettuce. Pickle. Nothing.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not a cheese guy.
Oh man.
Not a cheese guy. Like I don't even
just meat and bread.
Yeah, well, I mean, like lettuce, tomato, throw it on there, a little pickle on the side, maybe.
Any kind of mustard? Fancy mustard?
You know what? It depends.
The hot and spicy?
No, I do the regular. I won't do the hot and spicy.
Oh, you do like French's yellow?
No, I don't know what it is. It's just whatever happens to be in
like
the refrigerator.
Like that shiny yellow mustard, though. Like a bright yellow or brown mustard?
It's tangy.
I don't know. It's whatever happens to be in the fridge.
Really? Oh, no. That was like my first move as a little fat gourmand boy. I would demand a brown mustard from the fridge.
Oh, well, yeah.
Now, see.
Versus a yellow French's.
You're envious of us, but I'm almost envious of that, because if I could find satisfaction in something like that.
I'd have sane eating.
Even know.
I'd have more money. I'd probably be less fat.
I don't know if it's satisfaction, though, because like I was telling him when I got here, I'm one of these people, I can't wait for the future. I just want to have a pill at lunch and breakfast and dinner that is pop it in and you're done. And just move on about your day. I don't get into
don't be jealous of
the
us.
Process of like the process of making a meal appeals to me on no level whatsoever.
Well, I hate it too. None. That's why I buy everything. That's why I live off of delivered carryout crap.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm a piece of junk.
But I don't.
I like cooking. I'm the exception.
Do you really?
I don't mind like again throwing something on the grill. I like doing the little smoke stuff and all. Yeah. I mean that's fine. But you can't do that for breakfast.
Well, no,
and a roast. Well, but see, a roast takes like an hour and a half sometimes.
I'm not against
you slow cook it. That takes a while, so you can't.
You got to do it. It's like I have a 12 pound. I do some smoking myself. I got a 12 pound brisket in the freezer at home.
Yeah, smoking Paul. Oh,
this guy.
Pride Month.
Papa's Basement, brought to you by the Rainbow Nightclub.
Yeah, that's 12, 14, 16 hour process.
Oh my God, it's such a pain. Yeah. I used to love doing it. Now it's just like, I got to go out there every half an hour. You got to baste it. It takes forever. Right. Sometimes it doesn't work out right. Oh,
and that's an expensive
God.
Cut if it doesn't work out right. And you're like, there's $70 down the drain.
Yep. Saving for occasion. Or then, like, I make it wet.
Okay.
Know? That's what she said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I make the brisket wet. I don't make it dry. I make it wet. So it's nice and it's nice fat layer on top.
Right,
you know,
right.
Some of us don't mind that. But some people nowadays, like my son, his little friends, like, I don't like the consistency. I don't like the fat on the, I want.
So
nice
trim it.
That's fine. Trim the fat.
Trim
cut it off.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know.
Trim it.
On.
Give it to the dog. It'll be
you
fine.
What do you do? Let me chew it for you. Cut the fat off.
All right.
Yeah, there
now
you go.
Do you fat side up, fat side down. That's a big.
Always fat side up. Always
that's a
fat
big
side
argument in the barbecue world.
Yeah, always fat side up. For me, always fat side up.
Oh, see, I don't do barbecue. Like, I used to eat a lot of it, but I would never barbecue.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just always been lazy about cooking. For the most part, like the times I've lived out of the house, I've actually come to enjoy cooking. But cooking that cramped crapple that my mom's got and dealing with her shrieking about dirty dishes afterward turns me off to cooking. It's like,
maybe you should wash them.
Yeah, there you go.
Then I try. Then they're not washed well enough.
There was an appliance that washed dishes.
It's a whole thing. We don't own one.
You don't own a dishwasher?
Not in that house. No, I've offered to pay for one a million times over. She doesn't want one in the house.
Don't you have cats? Can't you just like put it on the ground?
That's what I try to do. Yeah, she's it's a big deal.
Why? I mean, if you've offered to buy one,
yeah,
why don't you just have one installed and then once it's there, it's there.
Yeah, when you put your foot down.
Oh, it's her digs. You know, my name ain't on
listen
anything.
To you. What would you cook
if you
could?
It will be yours someday.
Yeah.
No, I'd like to rent it out and then just use that money to go elsewhere.
That's fine, but.
Yeah. What would I cook if I could?
If you could, yeah, like if you had the space and the
other than
you know.
My mother's severed head, you mean? Okay.
Oh my God! Got dark fast.
It is Pride Month.
Yeah, exactly. God. Once I sussed her head from the body with a pillow. Once I gave her
sussed it. The pillow.
Once I gave her the old Adam Walsh.
Put a pillow on the pan before you hit the spatula. Oh my God.
I would like to do a lot of like baked vegetable dishes. I want to experiment with vegetables without judgment. Baked vegetables, fried vegetables. I want to learn to like vegetables so I'm not such a disgusting
fat
body.
That's a classic mistake. You're not gonna, nobody likes vegetables. You're not going to like
No
vegetables.
One does, but if you dump enough oils on them and seasonings, I'd like to think you can make them good.
You know, my wife does make good baked vegetables. I don't know what she does. There she just puts them in a pan and bakes them for, I don't know, salt. I think salt and pepper and olive oil. I think that's all it is.
That's all it is.
But it's pretty. It's not bad when you do it right.
Yeah.
I just can't replicate it.
That's my version, like when, like a Bruce Springsteen song, like Born to Run. Like, I want to run just to be able to, like, cook a vegetable in peace and see if I like them or not.
Huh. See, that's the beauty of the sandwich, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't, you don't
have really,
cook
anything.
You don't cook a sandwich, do you? I mean, you make a sandwich, but you cook a roast, right?
Sure, right.
Yeah. That's interesting. I was thinking up leading up to today, right? Like when I was a kid, my mom used to make these cheese sandwiches.
Sorry.
What?
Just the weirdness of all of us talking. Like, it just hit me like I had just gotten really high, like the weirdness of all three of us talking like this right now in this room.
About sandwiches?
Yeah. Go on. Sorry.
No.
That's my first
I was going to say, when I was a kid, up until the age of maybe like 12, the best sandwich on planet Earth was some sandwich my mom would make. You know, like Subway wasn't as good. There's a couple of delis in the area. But
right.
I mean, they were, you know, I just love my mom made great sandwiches.
Good for you.
And then at some point we started having, I can't remember the name of the deli in Baltimore. I went to high school in Baltimore.
Mm.
And there was something Roland Park Deli, something like that.
Oh, yeah, Roland Park.
Is that Roland Park? Yeah,
I mean,
something
I don't know
Roland
if that's
Park. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
though,
it was
yeah.
Is that a family place? Like,
no. No. It's spelled differently.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. I just figured that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and then it became like the age of the commercial sandwich, and I've been hooked, you know, ever since.
I try to avoid like a chain sandwich, but we'll actually, this ties into that Pimenti Brothers sandwich. Mm-hmm. Let's go through like people's picks for sandwiches. You want to
sure.
do that?
Sure.
Talk to me, okay. man. Yeah. Let's All see right. what's out there.
So first,
tell
Josh,
how terrible they are.
Josh Bard, he's been on the show a bunch at Josh Bard on Twitter. He nominates the Nobadir from Jetty's in DC. It's roasted turkey and stuffing with cranberry sauce and mayo on sourdough.
So you should only eat that in November.
I can't have that in the summer. Yeah, I agree.
Really?
Between September and December only.
Yeah.
For me.
Maybe he is time
October.
Sensitive on it. I wouldn't do that in the summer. I think that'd be a little gutsy, but I think like you would get one in when it starts to get cold just to celebrate the harvest.
Sure.
And then maybe a couple throughout the season. I'm with you. That's too Thanksgiving-centric to be an all-timer. He also nominates something from Carmine's, which is just a chicken parm on garlic bread. That sounds like it's not messing around.
Well, but if it's a good chicken parm, then it's a good chicken parm. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
But again, to me, chicken parm's a dish. And then you're making this sandwich just because you threw between two slices
exactly,
of bread.
Exactly, 100%. I mean, 100%. But I mean, roast beef is a dish, and then you make a roast beef sandwich.
No, it's not the same.
It's really not the,
It's not the same.
I mean, it is. Well, that's the thing. Like, if roast beef is on a plate served hot, like with vegetables and gravy, I agree. It's like it's a dish.
Okay.
But if it's like, you would never put cold roast beef on a plate.
Yeah,
and
go,
just get
here's
a fork
your
and
dinner.
Knife, right, like here's some horseradish.
Have, I mean,
you know,
I might if I'm just being, you know, complete fat body.
If you're bacheloring it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chicken. I love a good chicken parm sub, eggplant parmesan sub. You know,
chicken
that's,
parm.
That's sub. I don't know about the garlic bread.
Sub not a sandwich.
Oh, sub not a sandwich. Good point. Yeah, it's got to be a
sub not a sandwich.
I don't think so.
Civil war
no,
now.
I don't
civil
think
war
so.
Now. Oh, I'm gonna.
We're gonna have to.
Talk,
we're gonna have to
sub.
Suss that out. We're gonna have to suss that out.
Because
what is it then? It's
to
like
me,
a big sandwich.
Two slices of bread. That's your sandwich. I mean, that's it.
Oh, but
let me ask you this: does the shape have something to do with it? Like, if I used a round piece of bread.
100%.
Like a round piece of flatbread. Like you ever see those, they call them sandwich thins, but they're round? That's tough,
what if it's a baked bread, but it's circular, and I cut that in half?
Is this show sponsored by the U.S. government? This is like some gridlock right now. Like, we can't even put the legislation out because we can't get on the same page about what a sandwich is.
Well, here's the thing. If your son comes to you and says, "Dad, will you make me a sandwich?" What are you doing? You're going right to the bread, right? You're going right to the bread. You get a couple slices. You're throwing some stuff on there. That's
yeah.
Sandwich.
But if I have hoagie rolls.
Yeah, exactly.
But if he says, make me a sub.
That's true.
Then you're going for the hoagie rolls.
That's specific. That's definitely specific. If he said, that's true. You're right. And if he said, make me a wrap is its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Well, if we're defining a sub as not a sandwich, then everyone's answer is null and void because I feel 90% of these are sub-based delivery methods.
Well, so far, I mean, the garlic bread is not, I mean, unless it's, Well, that's the thing. If garlic bread is in the shape of a slice of bread,
I mean, I don't know.
It's tough because garlic bread is often shaped like a hoagie roll. Right. So it's like,
absolutely. Yeah. I think of garlic bread as a hoagie roll.
I mean, I'm not wed to this, but to me, that's if somebody.
That's interesting.
If my kid said, "Hey, can you make me a sandwich for their lunch?" I'm not getting a hoagie roll. I'm going to get bread.
That is when I first. It's so funny you mentioned this. You're talking childhood sandwiches. That was my first sandwich I started being into. I would get a kid at my lunch, and I don't remember who this was, but he would bring in hoagies instead of just bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
jealous.
Oh my God. I was like, Mom, he had a piece of bread, but it was shaped like an oval. And she was like, oh, a hoagie roll. I was like, you get me that. And then for, 2 years, my lunch was either pepperoni Swiss and mayo or like salami provolone mayo. And that was it.
That's good stuff. Just I got no beef with that. That's,
sub meat, yeah. Cheese, and the lube.
Nah.
And I would be so, I would look forward to lunch every effing day to that's get my stuff. Hands on that stuff. God knows the colorectal damage eating that much nitrate-rich meat did. Just day in, day out.
A lot of processing there.
Oh, I lived on that crap. I lived, like my teeth were stained pink from that junk.
You guys ever have bologna? Remember bologna?
No, sure.
Yes.
I feel like nobody eats bologna anymore because nobody knows what it is.
Fried bologna.
Fried bologna is great.
I never fried it.
I would just sometimes just eat it out of the package.
I would
too. That's all I ever did.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. God.
When I was a little kid, if I was good in the grocery store, Mama Gagliardi would toss me a slice of little fat Joey. She'd toss me a slice of bologna.
What are you, like a beluga in a pool she's training? Like,
just saying, man. I knew how to fall in line for that slice of bologna, buddy boy. You better realize. Oh, God.
So your mom's walking around her day with just a bologna in her purse?
No. This was at the grocery store. I'm sorry. I should have clarified. This is the grocery store.
After you go to the deli. You get it sliced to the deli or whatever, and you open up
the
package.
So she still
open
the pack up in
there
the grocery.
There was no I don't remember.
It wasn't packaged. You would get the wrap. I need a half pound of bologna.
It's like
and
a sticker to hold it together.
No, they do now. Back then they didn't. They just wrapped it up and off you went.
Okay, how was it served to you exactly? I want the mental.
She might have thrown it at me for all I know. I don't know. She just handed it to me. It was like, here, Joey, here's a little slice of bologna.
You open it up, you tear it off.
You roll it up. You eat it. She and I have gone back and forth. She doesn't remember this. I distinctly remember
six
or 7 years old.
Oh,
she tells me not to eat. She gets the bologna. I'm expecting a slice.
Yeah.
She doesn't give it to me. Tells me, don't eat the bologna. I go in and eat the bologna.
That's very anti-Pride
I remember her.
Month,
I remember her taking my pants down in the middle of that store and spanking me in front of all
the
these people. And I was so embarrassed. I never took bologna again. She says it never happened. I'm telling you right now. Aisle 7. Of the supermarket, whatever that was. Value Foods, I think
she
it was called.
Pants down.
Pants down in front of all these people just whacked away three or four times.
And you know what?
Nowadays, never got a pants down in public.
She'd have been on social media.
Child services would have shown up at your door. Back then, people were walking by going, probably deserved it.
I remember.
Probably deserved it.
Yeah. I was in a 7-Eleven one time with my brother, and there was just some like bro and his bro friend, like just kind of like white trashy dudes. And my mom was doing something to us, smacking us around. And this guy just starts like, hey, bitch, stop hitting your kids.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you don't smack the little bastard, bitch. And, like, she just starts crying. Jesus. And I felt torn because on one hand, I was like, that man's a hero. Like, that is a white knight. But at the same, because my mom used to wail on me, which, by the way, she does not own up to whatsoever now. Have you encountered this phenomenon, Bill? That like you were beaten as a kid and your mom's like, maybe that happened twice. And I'm like,
no, goddamn.
Well, for the record, I wasn't beaten. I mean, this was like the thing is, I'm grateful for, she didn't like wail on me or anything, but I'll tell you right now, I never took any bologna ever again that I wasn't supposed to, you know?
Right.
So mission accomplished in that regard.
Lesson learned.
Mine was like abuse your wife rules. Like it was all not face
Are
stuff.
There,
like I would get a lot of
isn't the rule of abusing your wife not to do it? Isn't that the rule?
Well,
there's no rules
I mean,
for like how
yeah,
to
2019 in 2019. But I'm talking like 1940s.
If the bruises don't show, it's fine.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Just imagine
as long as you can
go
back out in public.
You're
what
an
would
Irish
be,
tenement. Yeah.
The funny thing is, so my son is 16 now, and I mean he's obviously well past the age where even if it was still acceptable to like use what do they call that, physical punishment or corporal punishment
or
whatever.
Yeah.
To use it on, I mean, we just have to square off and fight at this point. It'd have to be like, put your dukes up.
Uh-huh.
You know, what am I going to do? I'm going to pants him in the grocery store, and the guy's 16.
I mean, you could
no,
do
I
that.
No, I bet you could still collar him or grab him by the ear, and that would be the end
put
of it.
Put him in a headlock
too.
And figure four, you know?
Scream world star. I don't know.
What else you got on the list? What other sandwiches you got over there?
All right. Chris McClellan, he was on the show back in the day, came down from like Erie, Pennsylvania or some junk. He just wanted to drop on
I bet he's the one with the Panini Brothers.
No, he so he is in the Bill camp. He's got a homemade. He's at MacTastic Photos on the Twitter machine. He says, I made an LGBTQ sandwich and it was absolute ambrosia. Lettuce, guacamole, bacon, tomato, and queso in between pieces of toasted garlic bread.
Lettuce, say it again. Lettuce, tomato,
read it out. He made a what kind of sandwich? Go ahead, read it.
He called it ambrosia, or he said it was absolute ambrosia. He said it's an LGBTQ sandwich.
See, get it?
Yeah.
LG.
Oh, but he actually, LGBTQ. He really did get that.
Oh, the queso.
Lettuce, guacamole, bacon, tomato, queso. Yeah.
Look at this guy. Where's the plus? We gotta have a plus in there.
That's true.
That's the garlic bread.
I think that's the side dish. That's the friend.
Yeah, there's I for intersex and indigestion. So,
LGBTQ. Oh, that's funny. Lettuce. What was the G?
Guacamole. Bacon, tomato, and queso.
I gave him
bacon,
creativity tomato, points.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Where's the garlic bread fall in, though?
What's the garlic bread
just
is
a nice.
That's your straight cisgender male, right? I don't know.
It's an extra. It's an extra G for extra gay. Just lesbian, gay. So we're gonna roll with this as a real sandwich. I think you probably made it.
It sounds delicious. I'm telling you right now.
See, the queso loses me mixed with garlic bread. I feel you're mixing the food of two ethnicities. I don't dabble in that. Like, food is where I get real racist. Like.
The ethnicity of the food would determine.
Like, don't give me like a goddamn plate of spaghetti and a banh mi, like that. I don't.
Well, those are two.
I mean, some flavor profiles would absolutely mix well together.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I guess, but I feel
like you wouldn't put Swiss cheese on a chicken parm. I guarantee you that wouldn't be terrible.
That'd be fine, but I feel the garlic bread and like. Guacamole and queso. Those are taking me in two very different directions.
Yeah, I can see that. The guac and the queso kind of.
That's its own thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking burrito, queso, but then I got garlic bread. I don't know.
What I'm saying. You put those together, but then you add the garlic. It just doesn't.
I'm confused. Like a little gay boy, not figuring out I'm part of
Pride
Month.
I'm an animal. I'd be all over that sandwich. That sandwich sounds fantastic.
I'm trying to suss out whether or not I like which flavor I want.
What's his name? Mac Music something or other? I support your.
Chris McClellan, MacTastic Photos.
I'm down.
M-A-C.
I like
MacTastic.
That sounds good. Queso, garlic, yeah.
Okay, we got Cecilia Halpert. Cecilia, I think, is right now actually manning the YouTube chat for us, if there's any YouTube chat left.
I was going to say, if there's anybody chatting.
Well, I thought we were going to come in and just talk sandwiches, and then, you know us, it was like 40 minutes of kid diddling or whatever
we
talk.
Man. You can't talk about sandwiches the whole time, you know?
Talk about kid diddling, but okay. We're not Catholic priests.
Pro or con? No. At CECE Halpert. Mm-hmm. Like
Jim
Halpert.
There you go.
She says, I co-invented a sandwich with my ex, literally the only good thing to come from the relationship.
Oh, bitter much.
It was a grilled sandwich that was turkey, ham, Munster, pulled pork, tomato, red onion.
Wow.
And had a third slice of bread in the middle. That had an over-easy egg.
Say it again. Turkey ham. I lost track. That was a lot of interior. Turkey
ham.
Pulled pork.
Munster. He's got it. Pulled pork. Tomato. Red onion. And a third slice of bread serving as a support structure for an over-easy egg.
Yeah. I see.
Wow.
Two issues here for me. Two issues.
Just two? Okay.
Only two. One, I am not the biggest egg on a egg-only sandwich. Thank you. Our buddy D-Tet, Doug Tetro.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
What? Did he really die?
No, he's fine.
No.
Oh.
At D-Tet was always huge, and his our mutual friend, Zach, who's the Doug friend, we would all go to Red Robin, and they'd always get what's called the Good Morning Burger or whatever the hell.
With the egg on the top.
The egg. And I did it one time to peer pressure in.
Nope.
And, like, I was happy because I didn't vomit, but I was like, who would eat this by choice? I don't do an egg. Like, egg with beef? What's
egg
that?
On a burger is, like, one of my favorite things on planet Earth.
Really?
No, I wholeheartedly disagree. Do you like steak and eggs? You ever have steak and eggs?
Nope.
Steak. I don't do eggs. I love steak and eggs. I'm telling you right now, I could not disagree more. I think it's the yolk, like a runny yolk with steak or a burger, is absolutely phenomenal.
I mean, I love a runny yolk, but just on top of some hash browns.
Have you ever, you have had a burger with an egg on it, like a good fried egg?
Yeah, yeah. You did a Red Robin. That's the burger they do at Red Robin.
I don't know about Red Robin. I feel like Red Robin's like a McDonald's that you sit down. You know,
infinite
like
fries. They still put an egg on a burger.
They still put an egg on a burger.
I'm sorry. I don't find Red Robin that low end.
I've never been impressed, man. I mean, you get a lot of fries. That's
bottomless
nice.
Bottomless fries. Take your kids there; they'll love it.
This is in the burger realm, but did you see McDonald's is rolling out an international favorites menu? Like, do you ever go to a McDonald's in another country?
Yeah, Greece.
I went to a McDonald's in Italy, and they had some kind of, I forget what it was. It was some sort of Italian
adaptation. The whole Royale with cheese thing was 100% on the level.
Right.
And they had like a gyro burger there. I guess it was like lamb meat or some crap. And that was, I think, the only difference.
But they're rolling out a bunch of stuff. They're rolling out like the best burger in Spain, which is like some kind of bacon cheese, Spanish bacon cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have a Stroop waffle. You guys know what a Stroop waffle is?
I do not. It sounds like a really bad Venero.
It was Hitler's Air Force, right?
It was Hitler's Air Force Stroop waffle. Yeah. It was the sweetest Air Force in the history of awards. But no, it's these little like sweet waffle thin wafers with caramel in between. It's a Dutch thing. It's like a Dutch dessert, like their Oreo cookie. But they're going to have a Stroop waffle McFlurry.
Then you gotta go nice.
My wife and I have a strict no McDonald's pact, but I'm telling you right now, I'm going off the reservation. So,
good for you, man. Yeah, that's worth it. That's worth the divorce. Funny. I'm sorry.
It's going to be like McFlurry on my collar, like it's lipstick. She's going to be like, no, you're out of here, mister.
What's that on your breath?
It's food adultery. You promised.
Oh, God damn. Yeah, okay, that sounds good. I know there's like a Korean French fry or something they're bringing in, too.
They're going to have Australian French fries, which is like a plate of French fries you know what's crazy? I think all it is it's just French fries with ketchup and mustard on it.
Oh.
Well, let me do that myself.
Thanks, Melbourne. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Oh, God. You know, going to other radio friends of ours that have died, Blue Shorts and Oathman were both huge on mustard with
Blue
fries.
Shorts.
Yeah, I'm not.
Chris Blue Shorts Lingbach.
Chris Lingbach, nice. I'm not.
I don't get it.
I'm not one of these people that'll do ketchup and mustard with their french fries. To me, if
you just use ketchup, though, with the french fries.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessary, but yes, if I'm going to, it's only ketchup.
I feel it's pretty necessary. That or barbecue sauce. I want something sweet.
Yeah, no, I can eat just fries. I mean,
I can, but I'm not happy about it.
I feel like, John, you and I need to, like, separate ourselves from I don't know if you could, the YouTube feed can tell who the healthiest looking person in the room is.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely Bill, right?
I mean,
I'm telling you right now, I'll put mayonnaise on a french fry. I don't give a damn. I love it all.
Yeah.
You know, I'll dip french fries in Thousand Island dressing. I don't care.
Yeah. Because it's dry.
I love it. Yeah.
If I'm at a place and you end up putting like the A1 sauce on your steak, which is an insult, if you cook the meat right, you don't need it.
That's a good point. Yeah, I agree with that.
If you do put it on there, I will definitely soak up the rest of that A1 sauce.
I love
with my
A1
french fries.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious.
I love it. That's a good point. I love that stuff.
Delicious.
Do you remember the A1 pizza from Pizza Hut?
Oh, God, no. I'm glad I don't. That sounds awful.
Get the hell out
it was
of here.
A1 instead of tomato sauce.
It sounds
and it was
awful.
Cuts of steak. My brother would order it sometimes. We would get it on
with
a thin
cheese?
Crust. Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, it was like matzo bread almost. And then,
that's
like,
the hell?
It was around for like 6 months. We ordered it three or four times.
It
should have
been around six Good hours God. And somebody should have got rid of it. That's terrible.
That doesn't even sound. I like all of those things.
Google it up.
That sounds
know
terrible.
Your history, fellow Americans.
Like
Google it.
Once again, you have some really weird knowledge about some really odd things.
Yeah, really random, man.
Some garbage. So, A, the egg. B,
yeah.
I'm not the biggest on meat mixing. I'm not. I don't want like a pork and a beef and a chicken. All that. Like, if you blend them into a sausage, so I can't really tell. Cool. Mm. But like, I had back in the day, my friends and I, when we would lift a lot and we weren't like really in bad shape.
Protein.
Yeah, and we would call it tri-beastin', and we would get a pizza with chicken, like then beef sausage,
sure.
and then like pork meat, and we would be like, "You tri-beastin', bro." And
so what was it? You had the pulled pork. And what else? What other meats were on there?
It's turkey
pulled
and ham.
Pork, ham, turkey.
See, that won't work.
It's the turkey. I feel like throws it off. You got the ham and the pulled pork. I feel like you could make an argument probably, for that. Yeah. But it's the turkey. Like, what? Where's that?
Well,
coming
two
from?
Kinds of pork. Like, you know, I'm not like Homer Simpson. Like, oh yeah, that all comes from one magical animal, Lisa. if it's two different pork cuts, sure, I'll suss
bacon?
It out.
If it was bacon, would you feel differently? If it wasn't ham, but it was bacon, like if it was turkey bacon pulled pork.
Turkey bacon's one of the few that kind of works for me. Turkey bacon, I can kind of swing that. That for whatever reason, because bacon is almost like sardine, where it's transcended meat to become more of a flavor. Than anything
yeah,
else.
I mean, that's interesting. Yeah, it's a good point. Did they specify if it was pulled pork with like barbecue sauce or just plain dry pulled pork?
I'm just saying a dry pulled pork. I'm going to assume because there's too much loosey-goosey here that if it was a barbecue pulled pork, she's a monster.
Well, and then you have to know if it was like, you know, North Carolina vinegar-based sauce.
You
got to
get into that whole thing.
I mean, then it's the whole thing.
Oh, God. Yeah. She's put us down a rabbit hole. Will this country ever heal?
Is there any Mission Barbecue fans in the house?
Yeah,
have Mission Barbecue
right out here at Fair Lakes.
Do you know about the secret white barbecue sauce that they keep refrigerated behind the counter?
I don't.
It's gonna change your life, man. There's like a secret white. So I.
What's in it though?
It's white.
I mean,
know,
it sounds
man.
Like we're making
it's,
a.
It's like
joke,
it's like horseradish.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh yeah, that's.
It's like horseradish,
right.
I don't think it's mayonnaise because it's kind of. It's almost kind of runny.
Isn't there a whole shtick like you have to say the Pledge of Allegiance once an hour or some junk like that?
They say it
at noon. I think.
I think at noon or something they stand up and say it. Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little far for me.
Say what you want. The food is good.
The
good
food at that place is unbelievable, man.
Really?
Mission
really
barbecue.
Good.
God, all
right.
Man.
There's one right at Greenbrier.
Oh, I know. I go buy it all the time.
You've never been?
No, I just eat at Popeye's like a dog.
You're disgusting.
Just get a shrimp box for
$5. You don't even go the extra 20 feet and head over to Boston Market and be a little more healthy when you get
your
chicken?
No. I just get Popeye's.
Popeye's.
No, I get the shrimp. I get like the fish fillets and the shrimp. I do all their seafood.
You do know that's not healthier. I mean, are you making like, you're like, I'm going to make a healthy choice and get seafood.
I'm going to have the shrimp instead of the chicken.
I'm on a fish. I'm on a seafood diet.
Their fish fillet is just like, it's breading with just this little, like if it were a candy, you would call it like a fish nougat. Like that's what their fish fillet is.
It's like a fish pate.
Yeah, exactly. It's just got a fish
nougat. It's a light whitefish blend.
Yeah, that's all it is. But you know what? That sweet heat sauce at Popeye's, I will eat that till it's coming out my eyes. Like I'm a Virgin Mary icon bleeding tears.
Oh my God.
Like
the metaphors you come up with.
I know.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God. Because
that sauce is good. I'll tell you that.
It's amazing.
Good stuff. Yeah.
And
sweet. I know exactly
the
one you're talking
Chick-fil-A
about.
Chick-fil-A has a similar, like a sweet sriracha.
The Polynesian. Is that
the Polynesian?
Not the Polynesian.
Sauce? They got like a hot sriracha / sweet thing.
Oh, I gotta look at
but
that.
The problem is they'll ration it. Like you can only get a couple sandwiches and a couple nuggets, and then you're like, get me like 10 sauces too. And they'll be like, we'll get you 6, dude. Popeye's, you're like, give me like 4 handfuls of that crap. And they're like, hey, you want 5? I'm like, yeah, you got my back.
You want a bag of it? Take
all
of it?
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah. Like, I don't know why Chick-fil-A has got to get all uppity about it, man.
I'll tell you what,
I'll
man.
Have to suss it out.
That Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A.
Anything.
I'd probably
just
put some in a spoon, right? Which it's like, it's so good.
You
man.
Would drink it like
it's
Diamond
unbelievable.
Tap, just
well, I don't know what the hell is it.
Just sugar. I mean, it's just
no. It's like honey. I think. Well, I guess it's sugar. It's like honey and sriracha or something.
Yeah, it's Polynesian. Sugar. It's got probably honey in it.
If it tastes good to you, it's nothing but a ratio of fat, salt, and sugar. That's all it is. Yeah. If it's something where you're like, I can't get enough of that, it's some amount of three variables. Fat, salt, and sugar. That's it.
It's funny you say that, man. My wife went on a paleo diet recently for health reasons. She's got a thyroid thing happening. And
okay.
So she's really cleaning up her diet, eating a lot of those green shakes, a lot of, you know, very little carbohydrates and whatnot. Man, you realize how much sugar. I mean, it's like some of that stuff tastes so bland because it's not. Or it's even just like an appropriate amount of sugar. It's there's no sugar in this. It's like, no. There's like an appropriate serving of sugar.
Right. Yeah. I will quote Ron Bennington. You try to quit sugar and go carb free by noon, you're dope sick. Like
it's oh my God,
you are dead.
Yeah.
Do you ever try to do that?
Yeah, keto flu, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah,
that's a real thing, man.
You choke somebody to death for a bagel.
Oh my God. I haven't had a Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, whatever. Now it's been 2 months.
Okay,
good for you.
So end of March, I guess, what, 31st, right? That's the last day of March. Haven't had it since then. Now, I have other stuff that has sugar in it, but I've tried to cut that stuff out. The first week or so was miserable.
Oh, my God,
because that was where I don't drink coffee, so that's where I was getting my caffeine, too.
Oh,
so
oh,
then
man.
I was just
double whammy.
Pounding headache. Now, I don't even think about it. Yeah, it's just kind of like, okay. You know, every once in a while you stop and you're getting like a fast food thing. And you're like, oh, I can't can't order a Coke with this. I got to figure something else out.
It doesn't taste the same, does it? It's like if you, yeah. I mean, it's just certain things, like, just doesn't taste the same.
Nothing
without a soda, like an ice cold soda.
A fountain Coke.
That's the
might
only,
be the best thing in the world.
I know. I got to admit, I love that too.
Terrible
yeah.
For
that
you,
is
though.
The only healthy change so I've bad. Ever made in my life. I've been able. I cooked. I kicked sodas maybe 20 years ago. I've
yeah.
Never
I need.
Back.
I mean, again, I'll still drink stuff with sugar
years
in it.
Ago? It's yeah, been a long amazing, time, man. Like, I'll do a lot of seltzer. No, don't get me wrong. I'll have, like, maybe 5 or 6 a year or something like that.
No, yeah.
Like you said, like, if I'm in Taco Bell and I actually go inside, you bet you're, you know, I'm doing the whole, like, give me a water cup and then I'm drinking that Blue Mountain Dew that they got.
Yeah, well, Mr. I'm a vegetarian. Yeah, right. Eating my egg rolls, drinking a Coke.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Taco Bell and get me a meatless
oh,
taco.
Yeah. Oh,
just
yeah.
give me the tomato and the lettuce. It'll
nah,
be fine.
They put the bean paste in. Yeah. Just, the beans
just give me a wax paper wrapper.
Right.
And now a fork. I want Taco Bell. Now I want Taco Bell.
Yeah, McDonald's killed me because they used to have Powerade. So you could
okay.
go and just get a Powerade,
oh,
which
yeah.
isn't, and they don't have it anymore.
No
at
kidding.
Least at the one that's
the
near my
Powerade,
house.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't, what'd you do with the Powerade?
Oh, no. Was Powerade carbonated?
No, it's
no,
not carbonated
it's not
at all.
I thought
it's still
one
got
of those...
the sugar in it, just not
oh, of course,
nearly
yeah.
as much.
One of those energy drinks.
There was a carbonated one.
Yes,
yeah. There
well,
was a yeah.
Gatorade. I know this. Gatorade did. An AM. Do you remember AM Gatorade?
Oh, I do.
Where it had
remember.
The caffeine in it.
Oh,
so it was
God.
Kind of the. So drink your Gatorade in the morning. No. It was awful.
Awful
tasting. But I don't remember a carbonated sports drink.
It was around the time Powerade dropped. Like, there were all these guys trying to, like, come for Gatorade's throne.
What's the name of that
well,
stuff?
Well, Powerade's a Coke company.
Okay.
So they're.
Propel?
I mean, Coke,
was it Propel?
No, Propel's
nah.
the water. Propel's
oh,
the
that's
flavor
just,
water,
yeah.
yeah.
I remember I was
I don't remember
that
the
crap.
Carbonated sports
I remember
drink.
It. I have the thing is I haven't thought about
delicious.
It since it was out, but I remember
it was
I distinctly remember it.
What huh. was it called, man? Oh, it was my favorite drink for
That's
a
crazy.
Long time. All right, sandwiches.
So yeah, go to the next
Back
one.
Back to
sorry.
The sandwiches. What
Erin Vale at VAIL Erin 32. Vale Erin 32.
All right.
She's nominating a couple different sandwiches from Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. I think it's a chain throughout California.
Okay.
And
so none of us have had them because
no, but we can go with the general
sure.
descriptors.
Yep.
Two, the one, the Hot Mama sandwich, which is chicken, buffalo wing sauce, ranch and provolone served with dirty sauce. So I guess some sort of secret sauce.
Of course.
Lettuce and tomato. So that's just like
that's pretty good.
It's just chicken and provolone. That sounds pretty basic. Yeah. Then the Marilyn Monroe, or if I'm from New York, the Marilyn Monroe. Chicken, honey, mustard, and pepper jack served with, again, this dirty sauce,
that's
lettuce,
side
and tomato.
Of Percocets and...
yeah, an opiate enema.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing she brings up. And
okay.
What I don't think this is the least debatable thing I'll ever say on this show. Their bread is famed. It's called Dutch Crunch. It's both crunchy, chewy, and slightly sweet. So that's their... What I want to say
is... King's Hawaiian bread, almost, except
well,
it's got a crunch to it.
Like, no one would ever argue that the perfect bread isn't, like, crunchy outside, mushy inside, and then, of course, like, a warmth to it, right? Like, if you like it soft on the outside, you're garbage, right?
I mean...
King's Hawaiian is an argument to be made, man. That's good stuff.
I mean,
I don't know.
It's pretty good, and it's not crunchy.
I don't really. Know. I don't know that it's... I mean, you're right, though, John, that, like, a good crunchy loaf of Italian bread, you can't really...
Yeah.
You can't really beat
sure,
that.
Sure, but, like wheat bread or white bread or whatever.
I mean,
there
is. I'm just saying
it's
in terms
bread.
Of, like... Look, I mean, that's like, you can say, like, Ewing was great and Charles Barkley was great, but, like, Jordan was Jordan, right? Like,
of course.
Okay,
right,
cool.
Right.
Like, I'm just saying that crunchy crust... Soft on the inside. That's the Jordan. If you want to dabble,
standard,
yeah.
I got you. All right.
If you want to say, you know, make some sort of case for Olajuwon in some corner case, that's cool. That's cool. You know, I'm
sure.
not completely against that.
Sure.
But, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Okay, cool.
That sounded pretty good. I like the first one better than the second
we
one.
We sussed yeah. that out. Yeah, we did some we sussing. Did. Pedro and Fuego at Pedro and Fuego. He brings up Primanti Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you not in the know, they make a bunch of like, pastrami's and roast beef sandwiches, and
yep.
the entire hook is that they then layer on Bill.
Well, and they basically
everything.
Yeah, I mean anything that you want on it, but then they put it underneath like a hot iron.
Oh,
literally,
that?
They just basically iron their bread and stuff. Yeah, it's how they toast the bread.
See, I thought their hook was that they did a layer of fries and a layer of slaw.
Well, they will do that too, but they
and that was like a default.
Yeah,
that's like how you order. Like if you were ordering a combo somewhere
right,
else,
right.
you get, like, I think the fries and the slaw if you're getting, like, a combo sandwich. But if you just get the regular sandwich, yeah, then I think it's just hot.
They just press
it.
There was
a panini of sorts, yeah.
A knockoff done by Glory Days, and I would eat it about once a month coming home from this show while they served it, and they called it the Pittsburgher. And it was like,
I've had that.
You've had, like, okay. Days, and it used to be like, I think my a pastrami layer, and it had the fries and it had the slaw. And I was talking to an ex one time about this, and I was like, this is like the best thing I've ever, because this is what I do about, you know, girls I used to fool around with. Now I just discuss sandwiches with them. And she's like, oh, she was from Pittsburgh. She's like, you just mean like a Permane Brothers sandwich. Like, they just knocked that off. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because I was going on about, like, Glory Days really got some sandwich artisans over there. Right. You know, like some real design wizards.
They're like, yeah.
And she's like, she just knocked off, yeah, they just knocked off a sandwich from Pittsburgh, man.
I mean, it's a simple concept. Like, you know, right? You throw the accoutrement.
I mean, are you big? You don't do fries on a... Okay.
I love it.
I want my fries on the side.
Do you want chips on your subs?
No.
I don't know. That doesn't really... I don't know if that really...
That doesn't fly with me.
Because after two bites, the chips, they're not going to be crispy anymore.
You got to get a kettle cook.
And nothing worse than soggy chips.
Yeah, soggy chips are terrible. I would make my son's lunch at night. I would put it in the fridge for the next day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he'd get up and out.
Does a 16-year-old cook for himself?
I would put. Well, we're working on that.
Can you adopt me now? The way you cook for him?
Transitioning,
starting to adult.
We're just transitioning. It's a slow process. But I used to throw a bag of chips in there, and he would come back and be like, "You can't really throw the chips in the refrigerator overnight because they get all soggy, and then it's terrible."
And on the plate, if you do pickles with the sandwich and chips, the pickle and the chips have to be on the opposite side of the sandwich.
That I'm with. I don't want my chips all soggied up with pickle crust.
Right, so why would you want to soggy them up with all your mustard and stuff
on your sandwich? I eat so fast. Okay. It gives me it got me a goal to shoot for. Can I get through this entire thing before the chips get
soggy? Nothing worse than soggy chips. So no, I want them on the side. I don't want them on my sandwich.
I like a big, that was
nope.
Sometimes, I don't know if I did that with my salami and my pepperoni sandwiches as a kid, but I would absolutely do that when, like, my mom would pack me like a turkey sandwich. They would get a layer of chips.
Why don't you do that with peanut butter and jelly? See how that tastes. Just throw your chips on
I'll put a layer of banana chips on and shove it right where the sun don't shine.
You want to talk about a weird sandwich? So when I was in the Marine Corps in Iraq, there was a time when the food is just terrible. You can only eat so much of that garbage food, right?
Right.
So I started...
Are you talking the MREs or like Iraqi food?
Like, no. Like we were at these little, like I was at this little, it's called a forward aerial refueling point. It's like a little base, but we had a little cafeteria of sorts, but it wasn't MREs, like, but barely a step up.
That's messed up.
And so I started messing around with sandwiches. Like my folks would send me like tortilla wraps or like bread or whatever. Like I'd get bread from the chow hall.
This sounds like escalating drug use.
So eventually I sussed out that a sandwich I love, and I know this is going to sound nuts, peanut butter and Tabasco.
Ew!
Ew,
get off my show.
You don't know how
now.
Good it is, man. You don't know how good it is. Ew. You like spicy peanuts?
Like that little,
do you ever have a spicy peanut?
Right, the boiled red hot peanuts.
It's a spicy peanut sandwich. Yep, I'm telling you right now, it's people always react like that. They're like, that's all right. Then they try it, and they're like, oh, my God, that's amazing.
Man, just the hot sauce.
Just the hot sauce. I'm telling you right now, it works, man. It works.
Are you like Hillary Clinton? You keep your hot sauce in your purse?
Oh,
you carry that
around. Is that a Hillary Clinton? I didn't know that.
She has the most staged. I'm not even passionately anti-Clinton, but like that was the most staged piece of crap.
So bad. Oh, was she in the South or something?
I'm trying to remember what black radio station in New York. Like, and
was she on, was it Power 100 or whatever it is?
Something like
the Breakfast Club,
Hot 97, something
like that. A huge urban show.
Yeah.
And they're doing this thing where she's like just pulling hot sauces out of her purse.
I got my hot sauce. Yeah, and she puts on the fake African American accent.
Yeah.
And it was bad.
They just caught somebody else doing that recently.
Yeah. Everybody just kind of went, you don't use hot.
But it wasn't
you're from Chicago. You're not using hot sauce.
I like it. And even I'm lazy about it. Like I just got bottles that then get like shoved to the back of a drawer. And then like a week later, I'm like, oh yeah, hot sauce. It's delicious. And I'll dig them back out.
Texas Pete.
I mean, I'll say this. Most eggs need for me, like if I'm getting a scrambled egg, I need a hot sauce to choke that down. Yeah, like scrambled egg bores the hell out of me at this point. I just can't do egg. Like, if you do an egg over easy, that's got enough liquid where I'm game. Yeah. I need a little bit of that wetness.
They just caught some politician the other day, like a couple of weeks ago, putting on like a southern accent.
I don't remember who it was. It might have been Biden.
It was one of those boobs. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I mean, they all suck.
You watched the clip, you're like, really, dude? It was clear, like, hey, how y'all doing?
I hate that in general, the code switching thing. Like, I forgot what reporter, like 20 years ago on NBC, my mom noticed this. She's like, yeah, anytime he's with black people, he's suddenly like talking like real soul brother. Like, and it just gets old. Just talk how you talk, man.
Right.
I don't know.
Sometimes I think it's like a subconscious thing. Like they start to sort of like mirror almost. It's not even like
100%. Yeah. Oh my God. You want some laughter? Listen to my mom as she orders Chinese food from someone with a thick accent. Oh, she's like, God. Yeah, eggy roll. And you're like, what the hell did you just say? Jesus.
Get out of here.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh man.
It's like I do this show and I was offended. You know, come on.
Where do we land? We went from Primanti Brothers roll. To
Primanti. Yeah. So we're. I'm in the minority on wanting like a fry or something dry. I think that's what's so gross and extreme about our food today in America. We fry something that's so dry but fat laden and salty that you need like then a liquidy fat to wash it down. Like a french fry is bad enough, but then it's like here's some ranch to put it down your gullet. You know what I mean?
Or a milkshake or something crazy
like
that. It's not good.
It's just like it's such extreme.
Are you the heathen that will dip your fries in your Wendy's Frosty?
I think I will after the show now that you bring it up. Yeah, I used to do that sometimes as a kid.
There's literally a Wendy's around the corner.
I envisioned that Wendy's.
Yeah, but you're a vegetarian though, so you're going to get the vegan.
Nah, I'll probably get the spicy chicken sandwich.
Or you know what has to happen? What me or Bill has to order a Frosty and surprise, then you'll eat it all.
Right, I'll be like, right. No, you want two chicken sandwiches, dude.
Yeah. get two, just in case you don't want the second one.
Don't get what you want, get what I want.
One of them a little extra burn, just saying.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Okay, the last thing we got is from Yancey. Yancey's been on the show as well, at Sunny Florida Ave. He nominates two sandwiches. One of them is the Mountaineer from Tudor's Biscuit World.
Of course it is. Is he from West Virginia? Is he Yancey Burns?
Yeah, Yancey Burns, who's done sometime in the Dub V, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is egg, cheese, sausage, and a hash brown on a biscuit.
Egg, cheese.
I think this is
like a sausage patty, I'm assuming.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is unarguable. Like maybe you want to say the hash brown's overkill, but that's
it's a breakfast sandwich. I wouldn't have that at like dinner.
Yeah.
No, that would be a little much.
That's like a hangover the next day sandwich.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot happening there.
God, yeah. Kill that. And then he nominates from DC the Nepal Savory Smokery has a smoked salmon BLT. And that's just, you know, like the smoked
just
salmon.
Like it sounds.
I've had that. I've actually had a smoked salmon BLT now that I think about it.
Really? Okay.
But fairly recently. It was pretty good. It was pretty good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you could, I mean, that's just BLT. Throw some salmon on there. I don't know how you could screw that up.
Literally,
it's just extra. Yeah. Sounds delicious. Like extra meat. Nothing more. The BLT, I find a very meat-light sandwich. I did eat a BLT last week, by the way.
I love those.
I'm such a vegetarian. I was driving our buddy Hannah to a improv class. And I was like, I literally haven't eaten all day. What do you got? And she's like, I got one spare BLT. And I was like, bring that down. Bring it down. And you know what I always think when having a BLT? Not enough B. Not enough B. Just a thin layer of B. Like it's this hint of B.
You need to go more for the L and T.
Well, give me, it's a damn sandwich. Like the way we're raised in America, the meat is the centerpiece. The meat and the bread. And then the rest are accoutrements. And like, I feel with the BLT, the B is fighting the L and T real hard for real estate.
I don't know. It's tough. How many B's do you need? What's the B to L to T ratio?
I want at least three B's to an L and a T.
Yeah, you got to have at least three or four slices.
Three to one. Yeah. Three to one. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking layers, not slices.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm talking
I got you.
Four pieces would compromise like one layer. Like I want about 12 pieces of bacon, maybe 16.
God
plain
almighty,
and safe.
Man.
I mean, that's like a pound of bacon.
That's a lot. That's too much, man.
It fries away. It's barely.
It fries away. It does. I cook 10 pounds of bacon almost every week for the family.
Really?
That's 10 pounds of bacon. But the thing is, no, it's not. It's like, I get a big 10-pound slab at Sam's Club for like $35 or something.
Yeah,
it's like
still, I was going to say, that's a lot.
So the thing is, though, it cooks down. I'm telling you right now, it cooks down to two small Tupperware containers.
That's what I'm saying. It cooks down to nothing. It's the trickiest meat on earth to buy.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, they do that crap, though, with chicken breasts. Like, you guys, I think the deal is not only do they steroid them up, but before sale, they pretty much just get like a saline syringe, go like,
and plop them up.
Yeah,
man.
And then it all sizzles out when you cook it. And you got
bad news, man.
It's bad news.
You got to stick to the Primanti's. Put your French fries on a sandwich.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I think we got to the bottom of the best sandwich ever, right? We didn't at all, but sure.
We at least established, I feel like, a common ground for what a sandwich is.
Sure.
Yeah.
And what is not.
General rules.
Talked about some sauces. Talked about some.
Right.
We can build from there. Right?
The governator.
So this country isn't dead?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I believe in hope now. Let's do that. Let's go out on a hopeful note. Unless you guys had anything else to discuss.
I got nothing, man.
I mean, who could have something? Everything pales compared to a sandwich. Bill could be like, I'm having my first kid. And I'd be like, congrats, but...
What are we eating lunch?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a Di Pasquale sandwich I was having the first time 6 hours ago.
When's the road trip to Bmore?
God, you're going to walk out the door, get a sandwich, and be like, this is the best sandwich. We got to do another podcast. It's the best sandwich I've ever had in my life.
I found another sandwich that I like.
Oh, my.
I'm not a sandwich slut. Come on.
Now, the best sandwich, of course, is the ice cream sandwich.
There you go. That's a winner. That's
you know what? He's right. He's right. Wait, Neapolitan or vanilla?
Anything. And it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
There you go. Ice cream sandwich.
Ice cream sandwich wins.
We did it.
Outside the box.
We did it. Bill, you did it. All right, everyone. That was Papa's Basement. My guest today, Bill Roland, the lovely at Bill Roland, R-O-H-L-A-N-D.
There you go.
On Twitter. Get a hold of him. He's, he's only got, 39 years in radio.
It's not that long. You're making me really, really old.
He's only been around forever. I'm trying to think. We'll be hired when? Like a couple weeks now by SiriusXM, you said?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, right.
SiriusXM. So they're going to come calling. It's your big break.
I can't wait to make that sweet 45 a year.
You know?
Joe, what's your Twitter handle, man?
I don't know, man. It's the Mighty Joey. You got to show me how to use that Twitter, man. I'm late on everything with that.
Well, have you ever made an email account? It's like that, but for Twitter.
Yeah, but I hate it, though. You know?
I don't blame
like,
you. Stay away from it. Twitter.
Freaking
is
Twitter. That's the next pod.
It's
am I the smartest guy in the room for not having Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're also the least followed. But also, yeah.
Yeah, but you probably are. I feel like I'm the second smartest guy because I'm not on Facebook.
That's the one to avoid.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm John Papa Georgios at Papa's Basement, P-A-P-A-S for everything. Insta, Twitter, find us youtube.com/Papa's Basement, and find us on iTunes, Papa's Basement. Guys, thanks again. Until the next one,
yes,
we are
sir. Get him.
Home free, school's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis. Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my